Oh, yes.
How did you know?
I was there last time.
Yes, you was naughty. You missed.
I know. Sorry about that.
I suppose you couldn't make it.
You weren't very well, Missy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's your trouble, ain't it? You're not getting any younger.
Well, I don't feel old yet, you know.
Well, you may not feel it, but you're getting on, are you? You can't do the things you used to do. Can't run around like a two-year-old.
Nothing like. But anyway, I'm here today, Vicky. Very pleased to be here.
Here today, gone tomorrow. That's what they say, don't they?
That's right. Where are you, Vicky?
Well, I'm very well, thank you.
You very busy on that side?
Oh dear, you always ask me that. Yes, I'm always busy.
Busy.
I'm always busy. Yeah. One way and another. Helping people, trying to help people anyway. Sometimes you succeed, sometimes you don't.
You
can only do your best, can't you?
You're helping people, absolutely.
Oh, I'll do my best.
A long time now. I did not believe all this when I was on your side. No. Now I know better. You are spiritualists, as they call them, and understand. You believe in communication. That's why I'm here.
Can you give us a talk, Jenny? Tell us all about yourself.
I'll try.
Good, thank you.
I had my share of trouble, but now I haven't got a care in the world.
Where did you live on the earth, Jenny?
Looks like a door. Jenny?
Sounds she's reading it, doesn't it?
I was
yes?
brought up in the country.
Yes.
Place called Smallfoot.
Smallfoot.
That is right. Smallfoot. We called it.
Yes.
I was one of a family of 11 children.
Oh, yes, quite a big family.
And when we were quite small children, we would have to be up early in the morning and go to work in the fields. Sometimes potato picking, according to the season, sometimes stone picking, all sorts of things to earn extra few coppers. I married when I was 18. My husband worked on a farm.
Yes.
Labourer.
Oh, yes.
Ploughing, hoeing, and all the rest of it according to the seasons.
Yes.
I died in childbirth with my first child. I was out in the fields. In those days, we had to work up to the very last moment. And then you were lucky if you had a doctor. Usually a woman in the village or someone would help.
Go on, Jenny, this is interesting.
Both the baby and me died in a hedge.
Yes.
I have been here many years now.
Yes.
People don't know what we people had to suffer in those days.
Yes. Jenny, you went over together, you and your baby in the spirit world. Now, did you bring your baby up in the spirit world?
Yes. And I have here now, beside me, my daughter. And if you could see us, we look like each other. I don't look any older, and she has grown up to a fine young woman now. My husband married again.
Yes.
And he is here, and we are often together on this side of life, but we do not live together, but we are together. You understand?
Yes.
I find it very funny coming to talk to you in this way. I hope you can hear what I say.
Jenny, did you, every year since you died, was it,
Must be getting on now for 100 years, I suppose.
Do you remember what king was on reign when you...
It was the Queen.
Queen Victoria.
She was on the throne.
Oh, yes, yes.
I once saw the Queen. Yes.
Jenny, how do you bring a baby up in the spirit world like this? It's so different from the earth. How do you do it?
Well, as far as I can tell you, the same as you would have done more or less on earth. Excepting, as far as I can understand, and my own experience,
yes.
You don't have some sort of material, as you call it, ways. It's, I suppose, to do... Really, you have to realize that it's the spirit that you are bringing up and educating and helping. It's not the body in the same way. It looks much the same. And it takes time, I suppose, like it would have done on Earth. But it is, one is conscious, I suppose, in a way, of time, I suppose, in my case. It's because I was young and the child was new. I was given the joy of bringing the child up as if it were almost the same as on Earth. And gradually watched her grow up and play with other children of the same sort of age and gradually go to school and learn various things that were considered necessary, you see.
Yeah.
And of course I taught her little things, and but I realised that I had no education. I couldn't read or write. I'd never been to school in my life, and I wasn't able to do much in that way. All I could help her with was to realise and to think of the right sort of things, and to pass her time in learning and gaining all the knowledge that she could from others. But she and I were together in a nice little place, a cottage, which I'd always hoped that my husband and I would have eventually. But it wasn't to be, you see.
Did you have a cottage on hers?
Well, no. Oh, no. I had to live with his parents.
Oh, you did?
Oh, shocking.
Jenny, what was your married name? Here we
go. My name was Wilson.
Jenny Wilson.
That's right, Jane. Jenny.
Jenny, yeah.
And his name was Bill.
What are you doing that side now, Jenny?
I go now to all sorts of interesting places, and I have learned a great deal on this side, and I've educated myself, or been educated, I suppose you'd say. But the funny thing is, coming here seems strange.
It's your first time you've come here?
And I can't seem to get hold of me old, me real self. I find myself sort of like I was. You got a cold? That's one thing we don't have over here. No colds, nothing like that, no sickness, no illness, no nothing like that. Oh, it's wonderful.
Jenny, what does your daughter do?
My daughter dances. And she loves music, and she's a beautiful dancer. Oh, she is really beautiful. You should see her. She's like a, what you call it, a fairy.
Yeah.
Because over here, you see, they have great processions and great get-togethers, or, oh, I don't know what you call them, pageants or something like that. And they have great sort of places where you go, and all sorts of beautiful things happen. Music and colour and dancing, and oh, it's very beautiful. And she plays in some of these here ceremonies, as you call them, you see. Mm. And she is really good, you know. I often wondered, you know, because I mean, I knew I'd never have a chance to do anything when I was on your side, because of, well, I'd never been to what they call a theatre on your side. The nearest thing I ever went to was something not far from where we lived, in a town where they had a company come, some playings, they used to come in the town hall.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'd ever seen. And that was, well, I don't know, quite know how that was that I went there, but I did.
What
and it
was
nice.
Jenny, what was your nearest town that you were going to? The nearest one.
Then there was Bishopsdorf.
Oh, around that way.
Oh, Bishopsdorf.
Jenny, when you first passed through, I mean, were you rather bewildered and surprised? You were sort of in quite a different environment with your baby?
Yes, I was.
Hmm?
I was rather, but, oh dear, I think there's something gone wrong.
Oh, it's all right, you'll be able to hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah, it's all right, thank you. It's very interesting.
We used to.
Hmm?
We used to have a wagon.
You used to have a wagon?
Haymaking.
Haymaking.
We used to have the wagon.
We used to go to the nearest town sometimes.
Yes.
They let us have the wagon. And the villages, we used to go sometimes to the market town. And that's where once I went to this, well, it wasn't a theatre, it was this town hall. And they was doing some plays. Don't remember what it was now. Long time ago, because over here I've seen wonderful plays, wonderful things I have. Oh, it is marvellous. Because I'm so different now. Here's me talking to you in this way. And I can hear myself in a strange kind of way. And I'm saying to myself, now that's not you, Jenny, not as you are now, that's as you was. And you know, it's most funny. It's as if somehow, as I come and I talk to you, as if I'm the old self, and I wouldn't want to stay like that. Oh, not for anything. be what I am now and talk and say things and like I can do, not like I was.
Oh,
that's funny, this box thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what they do with it. It's a very funny business, isn't it? I've heard about you, actually, from several friends who've been to these, what you call them, seances? Oh, yes. Oh, I remember those days in the country. Never knew anything much from the time I was quite a small child. Only the country and the fields and... Ah, well.
Have you travelled around?
They were terrible days. People don't know how terrible they were, the people like us. Oh, terrible. Now, I come and I see what goes on in your world. I don't know. I suppose, of course, things are much better for the ordinary people. Much better. Better altogether. And yet it's a frightening world. Oh, with all them motor cars and things. And, of course, we had none of them. Oh, horrible. Horrible. Shouldn't want to be with you now. I'm happy. Lovely house, lovely place, lovely people. Oh, goodness me. I wouldn't come back for anything. Don't mind coming just for a minute to have a word. Oh, but I wouldn't want to come back and talk and make it alike. I shouldn't want that.
Jenny, who helped you when you first went over? Who helped you learn a little bit? Acclimatized, as it were.
Well, there was a very beautiful lady. I remember being under the age.
Yeah.
And I knew that I was going to die. I don't know what I knew I was. And some woman, or two women actually, friends of mine, and one had gone running off to try and get help. The other one was there. And there we was in the age, you know.
Yeah.
And I knew I was going to die. I knew. I don't know how I knew, but I knew I was. And it was just as if, I don't know, as if I was drifting and drifting away, and I could hear this friend trying to help and comfort, but of course there's nothing they could do under circumstances, and I knew I was going to pass, as you call it, and anyway, I remember sort of losing myself and then finding myself. That's funny, isn't it? And there I was, standing in the field. And I've got this baby in my arms, which I just didn't understand it at all, that I should be standing in the middle of this field. And, you know, with a baby, and all around me I could see miles, it seemed, of country. And yet it was not the same country as I've been used to, but different.
Yeah.
More beautiful?
Yes, in a way, but different.
Yes. Was there trees?
Mm. Well, there was and there wasn't.
Oh.
There were trees, but I knew they weren't real trees. And the countryside wasn't real countryside. And I just sort of, deep down inside me, felt lost. Mm. As if I was in a dream. And I had a feeling that I was in a kind of dream. And that all these things would disappear. And the trees were different. I'd never seen trees like this at all. They were big trees, and they'd got great big leaves hanging, long branches, and I learned afterwards that they were trees like you see in foreign parts.
Did they have flower at all? Any flower along at all?
No, they were just like these palms.
Oh, I see.
That occasionally I'd seen in church, you know, at Easter. And I realised that I was in a strange sort of country, but nothing I'd seen before, and yet it wasn't real. And all of a sudden I saw a procession, well, that's what I thought it was, of people, all dressed in beautiful garments, coming up a wide sort of road, and I was coming out of this field, and it seems as if I was on this road, and then as I was walking towards this crowd of people in all these beautiful colours and clothes, as if something was happening to me, and gradually everything changed, and the old scene was different. and I was standing beside, well, what looked like the sea. And yet it wasn't the sea. I'd never seen the sea. I'd never been to the sea. I'd heard about the sea. But I saw all this great water. And I don't know. I'd read rather from what people had said, you know, that people had read, you know, things. They'd read books sometimes, you know. And we used to have someone who sometimes used to read to us. And it sounded as if I was in some foreign part, and as if it sort of tallied with what I'd heard about Jesus and Galilee. There was a lot of people all standing and listening, and up on the sort of rocks, there was this man, beautiful man, with beautiful black hair, ever so shiny, and beautiful eyes. And he was sort of talking to these people, and there was a lot of children. And I don't know, I just thought, well, this is what I've heard in the church when the man read to us and about Jesus and Galilee. It all seemed to sort of have something to do with him. And I was there with this child of mine, and very sort of, I don't know, all worried and you know, I didn't know where I was and what I was and who I was. I had the head was most peculiar, and it was almost all the time I was thinking of what was happening, and yet at the same time I was thinking about myself and the age and my friend and the baby. And I think I must have been in a peculiar sort of state. That's what I've learned since, but evidently I was in this state of mind. Of what I was told afterwards, that what I went through then was a sort of, I don't know whether you call it a dream, but it was a peculiar state where I was in neither one place or the other. Anyway, I was sort of caught up in a way with all these here people that were sitting around and listening to, and I could hear this voice, but it was funny because I could hear the voice, and yet the man didn't appear to be speaking anything. And I could sort of feel that I was being drawn towards him. And as I walked forward, people sort of moved aside, and there was great sort of music going on. I didn't know what it was, because there were no people there playing any fiddles or anything. And it was as if I was sort of, I don't know, hearing things that weren't being said and hearing things that weren't being played in instruments I didn't see. But it was like beautiful church music, but much better than anything we'd ever had in our church. And I could hear this music getting louder and louder and louder. And I could hear this voice which was calling me to go forward towards the man that was sitting on this rock. And this man looked like, well, not like Jesus, because the pictures I'd seen of Jesus, he'd always been a fair bloke, a fair man, you know. And this man was dark, all very dark, with very dark complexion, olive complexion, and very black eyes, very wonderful eyes they were. And his hair was hanging to his shoulder. Oh, and I just felt drawn there. And somehow, as I got nearer and nearer and nearer, I don't know, it's as if everything disappeared. Everything just disappears. And then I woke up in a very nice room with a baby beside me, you know, in a very nice room. And there were some various people standing there, smiling at me. Interesting, isn't it? It's
very
interesting. Yes. There I was, in bed, with a baby in my arms, in this pretty room, and there were several people standing around. People I didn't know, but all seemed so happy and so kind. And I was told that I had arrived, and that all was well, and there was nothing to worry about anymore. That this would be my home, I would be looked after, and the child, and and that this would be made up to me for all the unhappiness I'd known, and that this would be my future place in which I'd gradually find a new self. That's the way they put it, a new self. I didn't understand. And they said, don't worry, just be patient and leave everything to us. Just close your eyes and lose yourself. Just be quiet and at peace. And when you come round later, we'll tell you more about everything. But this is not the right moment. Just know that you've come home and you're safe. And so is the baby. And later we'll tell you more about it. Oh, it was wonderful. It was as if in some way this beautiful, beautiful experience, as you say, I had with this beautiful man. And I was told afterwards that this was the Christ manifesting himself as he does. That's the way they put it. And I've learned since many of these things and words and things. Manifesting, they called it, his spirit to those who were coming from the darkness into the light and were being received into the realms of spiritual love. And that this was my reception, they called it, and that all was well. I wasn't to be unhappy anymore, and that my child and I had been given new life in the realms of happiness, as they called it. I suppose they said these things, obviously, that I had understand them, but I've learned a lot more since. Much more. But you did ask me about how I came.
Yes.
But I can't say any more now. It's been rather difficult. I had to get someone to help me, because I felt as if I was drifting away from you. But I'm, done my best. You and I try and come again and tell you what's, how things have been since my coming. But I can say that this business of dying, well, there's nothing much to it, really. I suppose it's natural. We all fear it, being on your side, but it's natural and it's, well, not different, really, in a way, to being born. Which in a kind of way, that's in a way what it is. It's like being born again, like we was told in the old days in the churches. But of course it's natural, nothing unnatural or strange. No one need worry. I'm beautifully happy and I'm very much, well, I'm very much more advanced, I suppose, now, obviously. But you did ask me to talk about, so that's why I tried to get on to my thoughts on the old things, the early things, you see.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll come if I can another time.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I must go.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Oh, thank you, Vicky. Thank you, Vicky.
We had to help her a great deal towards the end. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Vicky. Thank you.
Yeah.